Okay, we are in Book of Revelation, chapter 17. And we are going to start from verse 1.
And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Now, when you read these two verses, the language is used is a little bit harsh language. But we are going to concentrate on verse 1 for a few minutes. He says, the angel who came to him, he says the angel, the seven angels had seven bowls of the wrath of God. And they were pouring that wrath one at a time. And one of the angels, they didn't say who this angel is, but one of the angels who had the seven bowls, he's talking to John, and he says, come here. He wanted to show him something. And when he came, he showed him, he says, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon the many waters. Now, if somebody listens to that, first of all, they are going to say, who is this whore and who is sitting on many waters? Now, explanation is given in the same chapter. We will be reading that. And the verse 2 said, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. When you read in the Bible, this language is used for the people who do not believe in God or betray God or worship other idols or worship other God. Those are the people called in the Bible whores or fornicators or things like that. So I'll give a couple of verses. There are hundreds and thousands of verses you can find in the Old Testament, and language is very rough language used, but we are going to select only two verses. One is in Old Testament, Book of Nahum, chapter 3, verse 4, and a New Testament, James chapter 4, verse 4. So let's go to the Old Testament first.
Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcrafts, that selleth nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcrafts.
This language is used for the city Nineveh. Now, if you remember, Jonah was running away, and Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. And somehow he repented, he went there, gave the message, and the whole city was saved. But once God had the mercy on that city started doing the wrong thing again. That's why this language is used for that city. Okay, James chapter 4, verse 4.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
See, if someone is friendly with the world system, that person is enemy to God. And that's why those people who are running away from God or worshipping idols, worshipping money, worshipping people, and do not worship God, and do not concern about God, and those people, God use this kind of language. Now this whore is not a person. You will be seeing. This also we saw earlier, Nahum chapter 3, verse 4. This is not a person, it's a city. The same way, Revelation chapter 17, verse 1, he is talking to the woman, is not a person, is a city. And this city we will be reading later on, that city. But this city, he says, sitting upon the many waters. Verse 3, Revelation chapter 17, verse 3. Remember the word sitting upon the many waters, because the explanation is in this chapter. We'll be reading.
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns.
Here is saying, see, he saw the woman as a city, sitting upon the many waters, and then in the spirit took him in the wilderness. And the wilderness, I was thinking, why in the wilderness? Because wilderness you see the animals and the beast. So he are now seeing the beast in the spirit in the wilderness, and he says, I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast. And he says, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Now we learn about this beast, if you remember. We learn in the chapter 9, we learn in chapter 13. So this beast is Antichrist. Now this woman is sitting on that beast, and that beast has seven heads and ten horns. Now in this woman sitting on the beast, what does it mean? In our language there is a saying, if some person, some lady or some person sitting on somebody's head, then what happens? That person who is sitting on somebody's head, that person will do whatever that person wants to do, just like somebody sitting on my head. That means they are running my life. They're telling whatever they want to do, and I have to do it. That's the same situation. This woman sitting on this beast. Now she sit on the scarlet color beast, and that beast has seven heads and ten horns. Let's read in Revelation chapter 13 verse 1 and 13 verse 5.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy.
See, name of blasphemy. Now this is the same beast. Verse 5.
And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
Okay, that means 3.5 years he is going to do some blasphemy job and big mouth and doing some destruction, and he is called even destroyer. We will be reading later on. So now this woman sitting on that beast, and that beast has a scarlet color. Now last time we read that beast was looking like a leopard, but now it's looking like a scarlet color. Scarlet color shows, scarlet color shows kings and kingly people use those kind of colors. So he is a king. He is an evil king, he's an Antichrist. And so she is sitting on a king who made him a king. If you remember, last time when we were reading the Revelation chapter 12 and Revelation chapter 13, dragon gave him authority and power. And so we will be reading in this chapter also, power is given to him. This is the not real beast, this is Antichrist, but somebody is ruling him. Who is ruling? The harlot who is sitting on him. She is the one leading his life. And so who is that? We will be knowing that, but in short, that's a city. That's a religious city. This we will be reading in verse 5 is a mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon is coming like a Catholic religion, and Catholic religious leader is, they have their own kingdom. They are not under anybody. They rule their own city, Vatican City or in Rome. So they are their own kingdom. But what's going to happen when the Antichrist, we saw the first seal was open in the chapter 6. The first horse came, and the white horse, there was somebody, rider, and he has the bow but no arrow. So he is coming by peace to seduce people and saying, I'm yours. And he tried to tell the Israeli people, I'm your Messiah, I'm in your side. And he might be, his background might be Jewish, maybe living in Rome, but his background Jewish. So he's telling these people, I'm a Jewish Messiah, and I'll help you. I will even build you a temple. And he is going to do that in first 3.5 years. But his true color comes after 3.5 years. So, and then we learned in Revelation chapter 13, there was a false prophet. That prophet also works like doing false miracles and telling other people that I am also prophet, just like Jesus Christ came. Before Jesus Christ came, there should be a prophet. And so Elijah, did signs and wonders and brought the fire from heaven. I am the prophet. And so they work together. We learned that before. So now here what is happening, this Antichrist letting this whore or this city or this their kingdom try to rule religious kingdom, and he allows them. So they will be one world religion. And you saw several popes. They are gathering all kinds of denomination, all kinds of religious people, and trying to tell them, let's have unity in religion. And so when the real church will be gone to heaven, the false religious people, backslidden people, and all religious people will be working together and worshiping together. And this beast allowing them to do these things, his name and his gospel, that this is a good guy and he is a Messiah and he is helping everybody, and that's why he is using religious people and religious leader. And so he allowed them to, the woman sitting on this beast, that means the religious city is telling this beast, this is what we would like to do, and he is allowing her to do it. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation chapter 17 and verse 4.
And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication.
Now see, this woman is a religious city, is a religious system. And he is saying how this city is. And he is saying how she is dressed. All this jewelry and all these precious stones and pearls and all these things are what they are showing. Rich city. Rich religion. Now if you see all the buildings around the world, the churches, Catholic churches, are the biggest stone buildings. They have lots of billions and billions of dollars. But the point I'm making, this city, religious city, is called the Mystery Babylon, is very rich. And she has the golden cup in her hand. This is the sign of the richness. If you are rich, there is a saying, you have a golden spoon in your mouth. That means you're very rich. So rich people have golden plates, golden forks, golden spoons, and golden cups. And some movie star you saw, they have bathrooms, also some of the golden knobs and things like that, and their car has some golden stuffs. And so that shows how much rich this country is and our city is. And that cup, he says, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. Means she is not only drinking that, but she is giving other people to drink the filthy stuff. Means is not religious, sound like a religious, but pulling people away from God and not worshiping God. Today, you know, some people, instead of worshiping Jesus, they worship somebody else. They worship saints, they worship Mary, they worship rosary and things like that. We do not know in the time of tribulation what kind of religious service they will have. Ecumenical religious. And so they have different kinds of people come and do some kind of religious activities. And so what they're going to teach? They're going to teach different religion, people getting mixed up. Now there was a church on the radio, television. They were giving this pulpit to the Muslims, and they would, 1 week Muslim will preach, and 1 week they will preach. And then they found out that the lady who was doing that, they fired her, and now she is not doing that. But point I'm making, they will be doing this kind of religious activity that has nothing to glorifying God, that has nothing to do with God, but indirectly demonic worship or pleasing the devil, not God. That's why God is angry. Verse 5.
And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth.
Now see, when this title was on that woman's forehead, but as I said earlier, this is not a woman, this is just the vision, this is just the symbolic, but the name on her forehead was the Mystery Babylon. And so many people, because there is a not name written, and it says Mystery Babylon, the great, so some scholars, they think, what can be a Mystery Babylon? Some people say, oh, maybe a New York. People in India, they will say, oh, it's a Bombay, or some different cities, because in a big cities, more sinful activities are happening. Let's read verse 6.
And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration.
Now see, when John saw this vision, some woman sitting on this beast and beautiful clothes and all this golden cup and everything, he started thinking, who can this woman would be? So he was wondering in his mind. Angel said, let me tell you what this is all about. Let's read verse 7.
And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns.
Verse 8.
The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is.
Okay, now this is a little bit complicated, but if we pay attention, it's very easy. Now he says, the beast that thou sawest was. Now see, he says, I showed you the beast. So that's the beast you saw, and that beast was. But at the same time he says, and is not. What is the meaning? He said, you saw the beast, but that beast is not. What does it mean? This was shown to John 2000 years ago. That time, that beast, that Antichrist was not yet revealed in the world. So he said, you saw the beast, but he is not yet. And then he said, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. But he says, this beast you saw, this was, but this is not right now, but this beast will coming out of the bottomless pit. And then we read in the Revelation chapter 9, please read chapter 9 verse 11.
And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon.
Apollyon means destroyer, and that is the Antichrist, coming out of the pit. Okay, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy.
Now he's coming out of the sea, in Revelation chapter 11, verse 7.
And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pits shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them.
Now, this is also the beast who, coming out of the bottomless pit, the same Antichrist, is going to fight with the two witnesses. So what the angel is saying to the John, you saw this beast, so you saw, this was the beast you saw, and is not, but shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. So we are reading this sounding like it is happening, but this was shown to John 2000 years ago, and this was not happening at that time. Means there was no Antichrist, and it was not happening. Now if you ask any scholars, do you think the Antichrist is in earth? They will say yes. Somewhere he is there. Why? Because they say this is the end time. And Jesus Christ can come anytime, so Antichrist has to be alive. But we don't know he is alive now or he is not. But the angel was saying to him, you saw it, he was, but he is not, but he will be coming out of the bottomless pit. Okay, let's go back to the Revelation 17, verse 8 again.
The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is.
Again he says, this beast you saw, he is going to go to perdition. When you say perdition, means destruction. He is going to go to hell. And when he's going to go? When Jesus Christ comes, we will be reading in 19th chapter. But we will read these couple of verses now. Go to the Revelation chapter 19, verses 19 and 20.
And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army.
Means the Antichrist will be there making war with Christ. Okay.
And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone.
See, beast and false prophet will be cast into the lake of fire. That's why he is saying he will go into the perdition. So he says that beast was, is not, but is coming out of the bottomless pit, and he will be going for destruction. And then he says, they that dwell on earth shall wonder. Who are those people? He says, those people's names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Now, from this somebody will say, well, there are some people from the foundation of the world, their name is not written in the book of life. That means automatically God chooses them to go to hell or something. But it doesn't work that way. The Word of God says, St. Paul says, God has chosen me before the foundation of the world. But this is the man who was killing the Christians and destroying the churches. But when he got saved, he says, I was chosen from the foundation of the world. The same way, if the person who goes to hell, then we know this person was meant to go to hell. That's what we think, because he could not make it. But God has not preordained some people to go to hell and ordained people to go to heaven. It's according to what you choose and what you don't choose, because God says, here is the life, here is the death, choose life, but people are choosing death. So he says they were doomed from the beginning. Okay. And then again he says, when they behold the beast that was, is not, yet is. Now, when some people read this, and they will tell you that beast was dead and came to life. I was reading in another Bible, Living Translation, they said he was dead and came to life. But when I'm reading the Bible, I don't see anywhere that beast was dead. Only we read his deadly wound was healed. So he was wounded, and he was maybe a very bad kind of wound he had, maybe broken skull or something. And he was maybe in the hospital for life support or something, and somebody might have said he is already dead or something like that. But why I'm saying he was not dead, because Bible says deadly wound was healed. And some people say, oh, just like he is called Antichrist, so Jesus Christ died and he rose again, so Antichrist can die and he rose again. It will not happen. Devil is called destroyer. We just read it. Devil is called destroyer. Devil is a killer. Devil never gives life. Devil never produce life. He has no authority to give life. So he cannot give Antichrist life. They say the miracles they did, those miracles were not real. They call false miracles. So they cannot, devil cannot, or dragon cannot give this Antichrist life. But that's why the people say was and is not and yet is. Means just like his explanation was given before. You saw this beast, he was, but is not now, but he will come out of bottomless pit. The same thing. But people are taking that the Antichrist was killed and came to life. And that's why people wonder, because people thought this very great leader is going to die. And then finally they said, now he didn't die, he's alive. And the people start wondering. And who are those people? Those are the people whose name is not written in the book of life, and they are going to go for destruction. Those are the people who were surprised, and they were happy to see this beast. Revelation chapter 17, verse 9.
And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains, on which the woman sitteth.
Now see, here is the angel is giving explanation. He says, you have to have mind, you have to have wisdom to understand these things. And he says, now seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Now he says, the seven heads you saw, those are seven mountains. And there is this woman sitting, who? The mystery Babylon. Verse 10.
And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space.
Okay, now here is saying, this seven mountains, or seven heads, and that seven heads are the seven kings. Now if you remember, we studied, go back to the Revelation chapter 12 and verse 3.
And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads.
Now see this dragon? This dragon has seven head, on the seven heads has seven crowns, he has also ten horns, but no crowns. But here we see Revelation chapter 13, verse 2.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seed and great authority.
See who gave the power to this beast? The dragon. So dragon had seven head, and this Antichrist is coming out of her, or out of him. Dragon they call he or she. But this dragon gave a spiritual birth to this Antichrist. So he is coming out of her. So dragon had the seven head, and on the seven head had the seven crowns, and he says this seven heels, or this seven heads, they are seven kings. So they, all these seven kings from the beginning, dealing with this dragon, and now dragon says, okay, I'm giving my power to you. He had horns, but no crowns. But when the power was given to the Antichrist, then he organized and became more kings with him. And so let's go back to the Revelation chapter 17, verse 11.
And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition.
Now see, again he says, the beast that was, is not, and even he is the eighth. This means he is coming out of the seven. He is coming out of the dragon, but that beast is not yet there, but he is going to come, and he will be called the eighth. Now, if you read in the book of Daniel, that's the eighth one is called also the little horn. Go back to the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 7 and 8.
After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had ten horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things.
Now see, this is the beast Daniel saw, and he says he had the ten horns. Out of ten horns, they said, there is a one little horn came, and that horn plucked up the three horns and become total ten. Let's read verse 11. Same chapter, Daniel 7:11.
I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame.
Now see, that beast who was in Revelation, he says eighth, Daniel says little horn, that's the same beast speaking blasphemy, and that same beast was slain. We read in the book of Revelation, Jesus Christ got hold of the Antichrist, the beast, and the false prophet, and put them in a lake of fire. And that's what Daniel was saying, but the Revelation says a little bit clearly. But if somebody really wants to know this beast after defeated, what happens? Let's read Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him.
Now, this is the Jesus Christ is coming to get hold of Antichrist and false prophet. Okay.
And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed.
That means when Jesus Christ comes, get hold of this beast and false prophet, destroys them, and start the millennium kingdom. And that kingdom will be forever. That's what the word of God is saying. And we just read in the Revelation chapter 19, verse 19 and 20, that beast and false prophet was put in the lake of fire. Let's read the Revelation chapter 17, verse 11. He says here, he says, the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And that's what we read. Daniel says he is going to be destroyed and slain and put in the lake of fire. And Revelation chapter 19, verse 19 and 20, we read, he will be going into the everlasting hell, lake of fire. Let's read Revelation chapter 17, verse 12.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
Now, he's saying these 10 horns you saw, they are 10 kings. And he said those 10 kings, they have no kingdom, they are not ruling anything, but the beast is giving them authority for a short period of time. He says for 1 hour. I don't know, is it exactly hour or a short period of time. The beast, who is the having 10 horns, means these 10 kings, he is the one giving these 10 kings his authority and power. And see what they're going to do. Let's read the Revelation 17, verse 13.
These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast.
The beast gives authority to these 10 kings for 1 hour or short period of time, and they support the beast, and they said, okay, we have one mind, they are all united, all these people, and giving their power and their strength unto the beast. He said, okay, we support you, you support us, and we can do whatever we can do. And see what they're going to do. Verse 14, Revelation 17, 14.
These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
Now he says, this beast and this all these 10 horns or 10 nations or 10 kings, they are going to support this Antichrist, the beast, and the Antichrist and beast is going to fight against the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. So the Jesus Christ, we saw in a book of Daniel, he's coming in a vision he saw. And here the word of God is saying, he's coming with the chosen and faithful people. Let's read the Revelation chapter 19, verse 14. When you say chosen and faithful, this is the bride of Christ. The church is coming with Jesus Christ to fight with this enemy and start the millennium kingdom. Revelation 19, verse 14.
And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
See, the armies which were in heaven followed him upon the white horses, clothed in fine linen, and white and clean. These are the saints of God coming with Jesus Christ to fight with enemy as well as how the millennium kingdom. Jude chapter 1, there is only one chapter, verse 14 and 15. This prophecy is written in Jude. The prophecy was done by Enoch, and that may be now almost over 6,000 years. Go ahead.
And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints.
See, Lord means Jesus Christ is coming with the 10,000s of his saints, means the bride of Christ, are the children of God. Okay, verse 15.
To execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
So that means Jesus Christ is coming to destroy the Antichrist, destroy the false prophet, destroy all these 10 nations, armies, and establish his kingdom on this earth. Let's go back to the Revelation chapter 17, verse 15.
And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the horse sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues.
We saw in the first verse, Revelation 17, verse 1, that whore, that city, sits upon the many waters. Now he's giving the explanation or giving the meaning why this city or why this whore sitting on the water. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, there the whore sitteth, are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And there is this city sitting. And so that means this city ruled in a time of tribulation, first 3.5 years around the world. Now if you go and see, there is not a single country, there is no Catholic religion. Every places. You go around the world anywhere, you will not find sometime Pentecostal churches or some other denominations, but you will see Catholic church in everywhere. Now, but you will see in tribulation time, when the Antichrist gives this city a power, because she is sitting on the beast, means sitting on his head, so that means she has the power to manipulate the beast, means Antichrist, and do whatever she wants to do. There are some ladies saying they have boyfriend or something, they will say, I wrapped him around my fingers. That means I can do whatever I want to do and he will do it. So that's the way the city is sitting on the beast and sitting on his head and telling him what to do. So he gave the religious freedom, and that's what the Catholic religion spread around all the people, multitude, nations and tongues. Now is there, but it will be multiply many, many times more. And so see what's going to happen. Read verse Revelation chapter 17, verse 16.
And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire.
Now can you imagine? Up to now, the beast, Antichrist, was supporting this, the false religion, and let them spread the gospel of false religion around the world. Now they changed their mind. Why this happened? Because as you know, the Word of God says, the tribulation is for 7 years. First 3.5 years, he was a good guy, telling Jewish people, I'm your Messiah, telling Christian people, I'm with you, you can start your religion, I support you. Maybe he gave money to spread the gospel, money to build the temple, and he was a good guy. But the Word of God says, in the middle of the tribulation, middle of the 7 years, half of the tribulation, he breaks the treaty, means he breaks his promise, and now he goes to the temple and he says, I am God, worship me, and he defiles the temple. Once that's happened, then all these religious people start thinking, wow, we thought he is helping us. And Jewish people start thinking, wow, he was our Messiah, what happened? Now all people turns back to him because he is not their Messiah and he is not a religious leader, and religious people cannot depend on him, like sitting on him and get the benefits. So he starts saying to these all 10 nations, let's destroy this religious system, the worldly system, worldwide religious system. We don't want Jewish religion, we don't want Christian religion, we don't want Hindu, Muslim, any religion. Let's kill everybody, destroy everybody. And they come to after this city. This city is Mystery Babylon, which is in Rome. And so what happens, what did they do? They make her desolate, naked, and they said they will start eating her flesh and burn her with the fire. That means they stripped her, took all the money, all the jewels, all the gold, everything from the religious world system. This was the kingdom itself, ruling around the whole world and spreading the religious gospel. Now they have lots of money, they gather, already they have, and now they gather in a 3.5 years in the first half of tribulation, and so they became so rich. And so now this Antichrist and all these 10 nations together try to destroy that city, try to destroy that their system, and take all the money and burn with the fire whole city. Let's read verse 17. Revelation 17, 17.
For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled.
Now here we see, first the dragon gives his power. Then all these 10 nations supports the Antichrist. And now he is destroying everything. And then God says, I also gave him authority. Go do it. Because he said he didn't, God did not want this religious, false religious system to progress. And we learn this religion destroy prophets, destroy Christians, and she was drunk with the prophets and Christian martyrs' blood. And so God could not keep it quiet. He said, now this is the time, and I want you to destroy this city completely. I am with you. He said, I agree. What you're doing, I'm not going to stop you. Do this and destroy this completely and fulfill the desires of my heart. I want you to do it. And God is using this Antichrist to destroy that system. Verse 18.
And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Now finally he says, and the woman which thou sawest is the great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Right now, if you see, most of the kings, our presidents, they go to Vatican and they stand before the Pope. And every people, all the nations' people come there to get his blessings. So he's just like a ruling all the kings and all over the world. But this will happen in multiple way in tribulation, because the Antichrist gives them the power to do this, their religious activity, support them maybe financially and things like that. But one day they turn against that city, destroy the city. If you remember last week we were reading, and that great city was divided into three because of the earthquake. And I said to you, if you remember, that great city's name is not given, but the most of the people think that great city is Jerusalem. But I was not convinced, because we are not talking about Jerusalem. We are talking about the harlot. We are talking about the great city, and that city is in Rome. So let's read, go back to the Revelation chapter 16, and let's read words from 19 to 21. Then you know this great city and that great city, we compare same city. 19 to 21.
And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great.
Now see, this was the city divided into three, and all the destruction happened. And then when we see in the Revelation chapter 17 verse 16, exactly, here is saying not only earthquake and divided into three parts, but they burned the city and did the complete destruction. And that's what we read in Revelation chapter 17. A mystery Babylon is the city, and that city is the religious headquarters, will be for the whole world, and that religious headquarters will be destroyed by Antichrist and by God. God is saying do it, and that will be completely finished. And that's what he's saying, that great city is mystery Babylon. Okay, we're going to stop here. God willing, next week we are going to read the half part, because this chapter we are not divided. 17 and 18 chapter is going together, and when you start reading this, it sounds like the same mystery Babylon is continuing. And that's why many people are making mistakes. But next week we are going to clarify this mystery Babylon in chapter 17 and the other Babylon in chapter 18. They are not the same. They are two different Babylons. Okay? So we're going to stop here. And God willing, we will learn that 18th chapter next week.